Students at Talkeetna Elementary School are aiming to help set a world record tomorrow. KTNA's Lorian Nettleton has more.
Ready?
The 5th and 6th graders in Karen Mannix's PE class at Talkeetna Elementary are divided into three circles of six. They're stacking cups. Each student has 12 plastic cups, similar to the cups you might find at the state fair. These are speed stacking cups, and each kid is charged with building a pyramid with his or her cups as fast as they can, and then taking them back down again. One game has two players stacking against each other. It was happening so fast I couldn't quite tell what was going on, so I asked one student to explain what they were doing.
Blake Zimmerman, the basic game point of the game is to do a 3-6 stack, and so what you do is you go to one side and then go back and do it again, and then whoever does it first, you push the button, and then it pops up, and whoever gets knocked down loses, and then the person wins.
You got all that? Most of these kids have been stacking cups now for several years. They know how many different ways 12 cups can be stacked, whether making four pyramids of three cups each, or two pyramids of three cups and one stack of six, or two stacks of six. If you want to get complicated, you could do one stack of 10 with two leftovers. To an adult who has never yet stacked cups, it looks incredibly complicated. But to the kids, it's structured fun.
I'm Kai Kingery. I like how you get to stack up, stack down, and everybody can stack up and stack down. I like working as a team because everybody gets to enjoy cup stacking.
Anya Schwartz. Well, it's just all about, like, we have lots of fun, and yeah, we just lots of fun.
My name is Parker Helton, and I'm doing cup stacking. It's just like free time. It's fun how you just express your feelings with cups, how you can stack it up.
The kids are practicing for participation in Wednesday's bid to set a record for most cups stacked worldwide. Karen Mannix says they not only have a lot of fun stacking cups, but they're developing some important skills.
My primary objective is to teach kids to use both hands. I actually feel like when they stimulate themselves by movement and quick movement, they actually they're stimulating their brains. They actually can become more involved academically.
Not only are the kids running around stacking cups, changing places with a partner, and doing push-ups in between cup stacking, but Mannix says they're training their brains to cooperate between left and right hemispheres.
If kids can actually coordinate their eyes with both of their hands, then they're doing a lot of cross-brain kinds of activities, because typically movement is, I would say, bilateral in terms of brain power. You know, there's dominancy involved, and so if you can teach kids to use their non-dominant hand, especially with fine motor movements, it's really helpful to them. And, you know, there are all kinds of statistics about learning how to read, you know, doing things quickly with your hands, piano playing. I mean, there are lots of connections between fine motor hand movements and reading ability.
In addition to attempting to set a world record, the students of Talkeetna Elementary invite the public to bring in non-perishable food items. Any donations received will be stacked into a pyramid before being taken to the food bank. In Talkeetna, I'm Lorian Nettleton.